By a vote of 43-22, Colorado House members passed a contentious fentanyl bill Monday. Although the legislation provides intervention programs and money for harm reduction and treatment, the bill's heated disagreement centered on its criminal penalties. Under the proposed measure, users will face felony charges for possessing a gram or more of the substance. The measure faced opposition by House members who supported harsher felony charges for any amount of fentanyl possession, while another camp of lawmakers argued further criminalization is ineffective in treating drug addiction. The State Senate Judiciary Committee will hear the bill today at 2 p.m. Coloradans could receive their Tabor refund checks by September 15th, 8 months in advance. KGNU's Steve Miller has more.
Under a bill unveiled Monday by Governor Jared Polis and Democratic state lawmakers, individual taxpayers will receive $400 under the plan, while families would get $800. This flat rate payment is different than the past system of payment, where an individual filer making up to $47,000 a year would get a Tabor refund of $276, while someone making $263,000 or more would receive $871. The money comes during election year pressure on the state's majority party over inflation and the economy. Tabor, Taxpayers' Bill of Rights, is a 1992 Republican-led amendment that limits government growth and spending to inflation and population growth. The refund checks would account for $1.4 billion of the expected surplus in the current fiscal year. If there is still money left over, it would be distributed through another round of smaller checks to Coloradans. Colorado GOP Chairwoman Christy Burton Brown said that this is obviously an election year game. She wryly added that she is happy, but surprised that Democrats are touting the Republican-created Tabor. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.
Governor Jared Polis signed into law yesterday the creation of a Colorado Universal Preschool Program and new Department of Early Childhood. Starting in 2023, the new program will provide at least 10 hours of free preschool per week. Funding will come from increased taxes on tobacco and nicotine products as passed by Colorado voters in 2020. The Universal Preschool Program and the state's new department will also receive money from the state's general fund. Advocates for the legislation say the new Department of Early Childhood will serve as a one-stop shop for families navigating the state services for early childhood programs. According to state estimates, Colorado parents will save an average of $4,300 per year in child care costs under the Universal Preschool Program. Colorado Democrats introduced legislation Monday that would allow county government employees to form a union and then be able to negotiate over pay, benefits, and working conditions with their county commissions. Earlier in the legislative session, lawmakers considered expanding collective bargaining to all public workers, including municipal and higher education employees, but with yesterday's legislation, they have gone with a scaled-back version by focusing on the state's 38,000 county employees. Senate President and Boulder Democrat Steve Fenberg told the Colorado Sun they took the other public sector workers out of the bill, not because Democrats did not have the votes, but because some workers were split on how they wanted to proceed. Alex Wolfrut, an adjunct professor at the University of Colorado Boulder and union official, told the Denver Post higher education ultimately came out of the bill as a result of lawmakers' concession in not allowing the right to strike nor requiring binding arbitration as a way to settle contract disputes. Governor Jared Polis has not yet stated his position on the current legislation, but he has expressed opposition to earlier proposals by Democrat lawmakers. According to the Colorado Sun, the legislation will not force a county commission to adopt a contract by a union of county employees, but counties could not fire nor discriminate against their employees for organizing or taking part in a union. Because Denver and Broomfield have dual municipal and county operations, employees under those jurisdictions will not be covered under the legislation. A statewide group of county commissioners held a news conference last week opposing the forthcoming legislation, arguing the pay under collective bargaining would mean less funding for county services. Boulder County investigators believe the small grass fire on Bear Peak that occurred last week was started by human activity, but have not pinpointed an exact ignition source. The fire, one of several that occurred last week, started near Flagstaff Road and Bison Drive. No structures were damaged. Today's weather includes sunny skies with highs in the 70s. Tonight will be mostly cloudy with lows in the 40s. For tomorrow, the National Weather Service predicts mostly cloudy skies with highs again in the 70s. The current temperature in Boulder is 36 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Stacy Johnson.